If you don't know me, you will think I am extremely arrogant. And that's okay. I'm not even trying to change that.
Right.
That's the thing. Because I have to protect myself. Right. If you're close to me, people who are close to me know that I'm the most useless person. Like, I talk a lot. I'm very playful. I'm very careless around people I love. I'm not guarded. You know, so the only times when I can guard myself is when I don't know you. And then I just realized that I'm actually ambivalent. I didn't know there was anything like that. I thought we were either extrovert or introvert.
Right, right,
so I thought there was something wrong with me because I can be very extroverted. And then in the same listen, I'll be introverted. I'm like, maybe I have mental illness. Because I can be vibing with you in 2 seconds and I will just switch. And I'm just, I don't want to see anyone. I just want to be by myself. So I used to think, oh, there's something wrong. It doesn't, and I always say to my, I always say to people that I'm socially awkward. Because if I don't know you, I don't open up. I can be, people will say, oh, Omosala is very quiet. And some people turn and say, who? Who is quiet? So it's the same thing. So, but that's my personality. And I've stopped trying to change that. Now, about the arrogance that people think that I am. Because you don't know me. And because when I walk into a room, I walk in so confidently. I've heard people say when I walk into a room, I don't know what, I don't want to use
it. You take over the space.
But I can't change who I am. That's who I am. I've always been like that. So I walk tall. I walk short. Right. So when I go into
tall,
when I go into a space, I own it.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it to intimidate anyone. It's just who
just
I am. All right. So when I do that and people feel some type of way, I'm sorry, but that's who I am, right? That's one. Then number two, you touched on something else. You said, I have said no, and I have said right, yes. And that's the truth. I am not the kind of person who will say yes when I mean to say no. I don't. Because I don't fear anybody. And my peace of mind is very important to me. And my word is my bond. When I tell you I'm going to do something, I like that you also mentioned that I go over and beyond. And that's the truth. That's me. If I say I'm going to do something, I will do it. I will do it to the point where even when it does not pay me anymore, even when it's beginning to hurt me, I will still do it anyway because I have given my word. I'm someone who, I take my words very seriously. I take my vow or my word or my yes or my promises very seriously. So until, I know say this thing won't kill me. It wants to take the life out of me. Fine, I'll say, okay, I've tried. It's okay. But other than that, I would do everything humanly possible to make it possible for you. But if I know I'm not going to give you that energy, I would not even say yes. Irrespective of how you're going to feel about it, I'm going to tell you, I won't do it. You can't change my mind. So that's the thing. And so people that feel that kind of way most times are people that I've said no to, or people who think they can't control me, or people who think they can't get to me, then they get upset. So I apologize in advance, but it's still going to be so.